top spot in Group B and earned a place in the quarterfinals after beating Germany. In Group A, Italy and Venezuela booked their tickets to the knockout phase with victories over Costa Rica and Zambia respectively. That means Costa Rica and Zambia are eliminated from the tournament. The two have yet to score a goal in two World Cup matches so far. However, Costa Rica will still play a final Group A match against Zambia on Saturday at the National Stadium in Western San Jose. The host team will just be playing for pride at that point. In Group B, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Canada and Germany are still in contention for a place in the last eight. Other matches lined up for Wednesday are in Group C, New Zealand plays Spain, Paraguay plays Japan, and in Group D, Mexico play China, Colombia play Nigeria. Still in football, African football players have been scoring goals recently all across Europe. Our African football guru David Legg told VOA's Sunny Young that in the English Premier League, a Nigerian striker had a big game over the weekend.
Peter Obdamwingi, who plays for Stoke City, was one of the headline stealers at the weekend. He scored not once, but twice in a 3-1 home victory over West Ham United. One goal was a deflection, but the other a superb first-time shot. And that's nice to see Obdamwingi, who's been a little bit unsettled of late, a bit nomadic. He was with West Bromwich, and then he had a short spell at Cardiff City, and then he moved to Stoke. But he now appears to be finding his feet there. Talking of West Brom, Sonny, they won 2-1 at Swansea in a crucial game in the relegation end of the table. And both the West Bromwich goals came from Africans. The equaliser came from Stéphane Sessegnon, a player from Benin, and then Youssef Malumbu from the Democratic Republic of Congo scored a very good winning goal. Another player that's doing very well, and he's a name we've mentioned many times on Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Youssef El Arabi, who plays for the Spanish La Liga side, Granada. He's a Moroccan international, born in France, but of Moroccan parents. And he scored twice for Granada against Getafe in a 3-3 draw. And not satisfied with that, he also assisted in the other Granada goal. And that takes his tally for the season to 11 goals. And that's really good going for El Arabi. And not the easiest of leagues to score in, the Spanish La Liga. I know a lot of people think the English Premier League is the top league in the world. But in terms of tactics and technique, I don't think it's a match for the Spanish La Liga. If we switch to Italy...
Hi, I'm Michael Essien, midfielder.
Michael Essien, the Ghanaian, no goals from him, but he must be the saddest African story of the weekend when it comes to our footballers in Europe. He was on the field for just 4 minutes playing for AC Milan when he had to be substituted. And the reason was the AC Milan goalkeeper was sent off. They had to bring on a reserve goalkeeper, and that meant that an outfield player had to be sacrificed. And the sacrificial lamb was Michael Essien. Not very often that happens, Sonny. You go on the field, and 4 minutes later, you're on the bench for the rest of the game. Another interesting story from Italy concerning an African, and this time it's Ibrahima Mbai, who plays for the lowly Livorno. He's a Senegalese defender. Now, last week, he scored twice, but his team lost 4-2. And the roles reversed to some extent this week in that he was sent off late in the second half for a second bookable offense, but his team still held on for a 2-1 win over Bologna. So two goals last week, but defeat. And this week, a red card, but victory. So it seems like Ibrahima Mbai has ups and downs every time he turns out. In Germany, Choupo Moting, the Cameroonian striker, he netted for the third consecutive week for Mainz. They came from two goals down to beat Hoffenheim 4-2. So a really consistent scorer. And that's good news, Sonny, for Cameroon, looking ahead to the World Cup because he's part of the national squad. If we move now to France, and another Ghanaian on target, Abdul Majid Waris. He scored Valenciennes' only goal in a 1-0 victory over Evian. Also, Sonny, we're off to Russia. And there, the Gabonese midfielder, Gaylor Kanga, scored for Rostov in an away victory in the Russian Premier League. So, good news, really. Africans scoring goals all over Europe.
That was our African football guru, David Legg. Thank you.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Malaria stops footballers from scoring and children from learning. Join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Join with leaders like President Kikwete.
United, we can beat malaria.
Yes, this is the Sunnyside of Sports coming to you live from Washington. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma.
In Benin, Frenchman Didier Ole-Nicole is the new coach for the Benin national team, the Benin Football Federation disclosed in Cotonou on Tuesday. His first order of business is to guide Benin in the qualifiers for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. Turning to handball, defending champions Egypt play Tunisia as Angola and Algeria face off in the semifinals of the Africa Boys Youth Handball Championships in Nairobi, Kenya today, Wednesday. Kenya play Libya as Zambia face Niger in classification matches. The contest is a qualifier for the World Youth Olympics in Nanjing, China in August. Angola already qualified for Nanjing in the girls' event in Oyo, Congo-Brazzaville last year. Meanwhile, 24 teams have converged in Mahdia, a coastal town 225 kilometers southeast of the Tunisian capital Tunis, for the Arab Club Handball Championships starting today, Wednesday. Tunisia's Club Africains and Algeria's GS Petrolia are the defending champions in the men's and women's contests, respectively. Finally, in athletics, Kenya's First Lady, Margaret Kenyatta, resumes training at the world-famous High Altitude Training Center in Iten, North Rift Valley Province in western Kenya, today, Wednesday. Kenyatta aims to use her London Marathon appearance on the 13th of April to raise funds for maternity health care in Kenya's 47 counties. A fortnight ago, she completed the inaugural First Ladies Half Marathon in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Kenyatta and Rachel Ruto, the vice president's wife, are trained by former world marathon champion Douglas Wakihuri.
Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark.
VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And in tennis, British number one Andy Murray and his coach Ivan Lendl have agreed to end their two-year partnership. Under Lendl, Murray won his maiden Grand Slam title and Olympic gold in 2012 and then won the Wimbledon in 2013. According to media reports, Murray, who is currently in Miami to defend his title at the Masters Series event, said he plans to take time before considering his next step. Lendl, an eight-time Grand Slam champion, was appointed Murray's coach in December 2011 with the aim of bringing the experience and knowledge that few others have, particularly in major tournaments. In the first year under Lendl's guidance, Murray defeated Novak Djokovic to win the 2012 US Open before beating Roger Federer in the final of London 2012. Murray then ended the 77-year wait for a British men's singles champion at Wimbledon the following year with victory against Novak Djokovic. Lendl, 54, is rated as one of the world's greatest players of all time, having won 94 ATP Tour titles in a 16-year career. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Now back to Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America. Well, coming up, a charitable organization provides funding for pediatric heart surgery in Ethiopia and will visit a restaurant in Washington, D.C. that is known as a little piece of Ethiopia. First, let's listen to some music. Here's Franco with Nostalgia.
Oh, yes. On dirait de Kinshasa avec Loke Jazz. Yeah. Alors mon cher Loapo, quand on a bien mangé, bien bu, et ensuite qu'est-ce qu'on fait mon cher?
Oui mon cher Mangwana, c'est très simple, on danse.
On danse avec la musique.
On danse avec le tout puissant Okeja.
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 Du grand maître Loapo Makiadi.
Exactement.
Yeah, attaquez.